Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How is climate change where you are? Is the climate changed a little bit? I know up where you are, Super Don, mostly in Oregon, you've had a decently cold winter, but I was up there, it was pretty mild. Most of the country is
Robert. Climate change. It's called seasons.
It's season. Oh yeah, seasons. We used to grow. I remember that song that we had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. Do you remember that, Terry Jack?
I do remember that. In fact, when I was in school, we had an alternate version of that. We changed the words around, but we can't say it on radio.
Oh, you know, see, I was too shielded from that kind of thing. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes.
But I always thought that that guy from the Partridge Family sung that song, but it wasn't him. It was that Terry Jack guy, whoever he was. Anyway, season, you know, now it's like we have joy, we have fun, we have climate change. Oh, no, run, run, everybody's going to die. Listen,
yes.
The climate has changed since the Earth has been born. It's always changing. Now, I have said this so many times, Don, that Al Gore, if he had really had sincerity in his heart about this issue, he would have argued for the toxicological pollutants as the problem, really the problem, and left climate change, or what they used to call global warming, now it's global cooling, now it's, oh, it's just climate change. Each year it's going to be different. And he would have had me. I would have been, yeah, Al, you're speaking the truth. Preach it, right? But he didn't, because this wasn't about the environment per se. It was about global control over the minions, the people, while they could burn up all the fuel they wanted in their jets or their multiple McMansions, beyond McMansions.
Right. Right.
So to me, it was always a disingenuous argument, but they took advantage of innocent, let's say, earth muffins who really believe in protecting the environment, which we do here. We just have a different perspective as to how to go about doing it, because we believe the FDA and EPA, these regulatory agencies, have done nothing but enable the polluters, whether it be drug pollution or air pollution. So if we had private property rights, we would have the ability in courts of law that were unbiased, not owned by corporations, to defend our property rights. You would have no right to pollute our food, water, or air. But no, now the government says it's perfectly fine to genetically modify all food and you're not allowed to label it. So tell me how big government is helpful on the environment. They can't. But since it's just still not enough, there's still too many people being born and not dying fast enough. There are people on this planet really sick. I can't even say the word, because it's kind of like that song you altered. I can't say it on the air. But there are sick people that want to reduce global population in bizarre, bizarre ways. They do not value life the way that we do, Don. So there's this,
no.
This paper one of our listeners connected us with on Facebook, this guy Matthew Liao. He has a research paper. It's called Human Engineering and Climate Change. Human engineering? I mean, it was bad enough they were genetically engineering. What are they doing, engineering?
I have never heard of this guy before. This was new to me. I'd never seen this guy's stuff. This guy, he's an associate professor at the Center for Bioethics.
That's an oxymoron.
What's that?
That's an oxymoron.
Yes, bioethics. And I guess for a period of time, he was the deputy director and James Martin, senior research fellow in the program on the ethics of the new biosciences. And this is at Oxford University. In any case,
yeah,
this guy,
it's bizarre.
There's a picture next to his name, and I swear after reading this article, it ought to be Dr. Evil up there in the corner, because it's absolutely bizarre.
Isn't
the
it?
Idea that this guy has in order for us to deal with, quote, climate change.
Yes, but by the way, one of those things is he wants to give you a meat patch, right? You can wear a meat patch that when you eat meat, you'll vomit. Basically, you know, it's like putting some stuff, denatured alcohol, in the alcohol. So if you drank it, you'll throw it up, so you won't like it. I mean, this is really strange stuff. Then the other thing they said is, I wonder if we can make human beings smaller. Let's turn everybody into pygmies. And then maybe because the biomass, the body mass is smaller, you'd have less of an ecological, or in this case, a carbon footprint. So let's make them smaller. So how are we going to make them smaller, Don?
Magic pixie dust. I don't know. It's totally bizarre. But what he's talking about is doing actual human engineering and
yes.
making biomedical modifications to humans so that they can adapt to the climate change. So I'm thinking, what is he going to turn us all like into, like, equatorial pygmies or something? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely bizarre. He wants to go in and play God. And alter people's genes and cause them to become like mutants, like this is X-Men or something, like, you know, turn them into mutants so that they can adapt to climate change instead of doing things to change climate change. But as we already know, that's a big scam to begin with. But this guy actually wants to go in and somehow change humans so that we adapt to climate change, because
mm-hmm.
it's, and according to him, human engineering is potentially less risky than geoengineering.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. The one way he says is this through pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. While genetic modifications to control height are likely to be quite complex and beyond our current capacities, it's nevertheless seemingly possible now to use PGD to select shorter children. Were they going to abort tall kids? I mean, this kid's going to be tall. Abort him.
This is truly bizarre. This is Frankenstein.
Absolutely sick. They're going to select embryos. Another method of affecting height, listen to this, is to use hormone treatment, either to affect somatotropin levels or to trigger the closing of the epiphyseal plate. Epiphyseal plate. Sorry, I'm reading too many words. Earlier than normal. This sometimes occurs accidentally through vitamin A overdose. So what are they going to indicate here? Synthetic vitamin A overdosing? So they're going to say hormone treatments are used for growth reduction in excessively tall children, and they cite the science that they've done there. Currently, somatostatin, an inhibitor of growth hormone, is being studied as a safer alternative. So basically, they're arguing for endocrine disruption, purposeful endocrine, and there's not enough going on out there in the environment already.
He's trying to turn us all into hobbits.
Yeah. This is incredible. And, of course, how many times have we monkeyed with the endocrine system and created cancer?
Yes.
So another way that they can create a healthier planet is to give cancer to babies. Honestly,
Robert, this is we've talked about this time and time again, that the arrogance of man thinking that he somehow can create, you know, a better human being, better than what we already are. You know, when if we're going to make ourselves better, there are so many ways to do that. But to get in there and start monkeying around with the human body, which man doesn't even really even understand the human body at this point. There's no way that we can.
Yes.
You know, this was not something that was, you know, that was just designed, in some laboratory somewhere.
No, it's, you know, part of the
experiment. We talk about this stuff all the time. This Matthew Liao.
Send him an email and tell him to go to the moon with Newt Gingrich and stay there.
Please just stop messing around with stuff that we have no control over.
Yeah, you know, this falls in line with, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about, and I mentioned this yesterday on the program, the whole selling out to Procter & Gamble. You know, the evil global corporations that New Chapter did, you know, formerly Good Company has done that. And I'll probably talk about it with Liam Sheff. We got Liam coming up later with a New York City update. We need to hear about the environment. You want to talk about real environmental catastrophe? New York City. And Liam's going to tell us. He's rumored that he's been walking the dog. That is Victor, the insult comic dog that he comes
from. Oh, no.
So we might hear from him a little later. Also, Sharon Ward coming back for a follow-up interview, because tomorrow is the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul. Please, come on down. Anywhere in the Tri-City area there, where they got Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Come on down to Raleigh. We're going to have that. Rallyforronpaul.com. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. Very exciting. Tickets still available.
I'm proud of you.
What are you proud of me?
You've learned how to say it.
I've had enough practice
Raleigh.
Now.
It's not a rally anymore.
That's it's a Raleigh rally. Because if I'd say it wrong, my wife, who's grown up some of her years in Raleigh, will, you know, she was in school there when Michael Jordan was in school there, just not to show her age, but she looks so much younger, though she'll still get carded. But anyway, so we got, of course, the Healing Revolution. My goodness, Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King's coming up in just a moment. Also, we've got some Ron Paul audio from the Jay Leno Show, The Tonight Show. Very cool stuff coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about healing in ways you've never heard before with Frank King. But after this break, coming right back with Sharon Ward, it is also time for another Money Bomb for Ron Paul. We'll mention that as well.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
It is Healing Revolution Friday. Right after the show, I've got to head to, guess where? Rally for Ron Paul. But until we get there, I've got to do one more little preview. Earlier in the week, we had my dear friend Sharon Ward. She's now the state campaign coordinator for the Ron Paul run for the presidency. And we've got this great rally coming up tomorrow in Raleigh, North Carolina. Quick reminder, if you haven't got your tickets, there's still some left over, but they're going fast. Back to remind you about all the wonderful things happening tomorrow in Raleigh, Sharon Ward.
Well, hi, Robert. Well, thanks for calling again.
Yeah, well, it's great to be with you, and I'll be with you very soon up there in Raleigh. I'm very excited about the event. Just want to get a reminder for everybody, all the things that are going to be happening there. In fact, we're going to meet with B.J. Lawson. I'm going to be recording some additional radio segments with him because he's terrific as a doctor and a liberty lover. We've got a lot of good things to talk about together, but some of the other people that are going to be attending the event. Have you reached out to the Campaign for Liberty crew or the Young Americans for Liberty?
Yeah, a lot of them are aware of it. They, you know, we can't do too much Ron Paul or any candidate promoting with Campaign for Liberty or Young Americans for Liberty. But there's also here in Raleigh, we have the North Carolina State University, who they're in the Sweet 16 this weekend, but they're not going to be playing Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we have a group of youth for Ron Paul on campus there.
Oh,
so
great.
And a lot of them are also with the campaign in the YAL group. Mm-hmm. So they all kind of communicate with each other. So we're expecting a great number of the youth here, and they'll have a table.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to be exciting. The speakers, you know, like I said, if you have not decided to vote for Ron Paul yet, or if you're really a big supporter, this event really is for you. And besides, it's not just going to be a political rally. We're going to talk about freedom and the types of freedoms that we need to keep and we need to take responsibility for in our own lives. And that's one of the things I know you're going to talk about, how we have the freedom to choose right now what kind of health care we want and how we want to take responsibility for our own health, and how we don't have to be burdened by what government says we're supposed to do and what big corporations, big pharma, and all that sort of thing.
Well, the dangerous limitations of government intervention in medicine, and I think that's an important point or distinction that not everybody that's in, let's say, the Liberty crowd, or maybe not even all those that support Ron Paul, are fully aware of how corrupt the medical system has become because of government involvement. Yet at the same time, we still see a lot of people, even Republicans, acquiescing to this concept of Medicare, Medicaid, not recognizing it was the destruction of the integrity of the healing arts and systems by government intervention and mandates that kind of snuffed out basic innovations, natural means by which we could truly prevent disease versus the full-on treatment and management of disease.
Well, yeah, and you know, Ron Paul is a perfect example of that. I like on the debate when he said, you know, are you going to be submitting your health reports, or what are they, the medical records? And yes. Ron Paul's like, yeah, well, all one page of it. You can look at him and see how healthy it is. He is. He's, you know, way healthier than any of those other guys that are running.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to remind you, today is also the Give Me Liberty Money Bomb. That is today, March 23rd, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul pumping up his supporters for the Give Me Liberty Money Bomb. And this is a great day to do it. The truth is, he says, right now our campaign is in the very heat of the battle against the establishment. Ron Paul, national campaign manager John Tate, wrote last Monday. And so it's not over, folks. In fact, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. This is a time to really step it up and get excited, get together. And we're in it for the long haul, as you know here. Sharon, you have been committed to the not only the message of liberty, but really the principles of liberty, and you try to live it in your own life and teach others as well. This is a great opportunity not only to rally behind Ron Paul, but also to bring and coalesce a whole new generation that will understand different levels of liberty than we were ever described or taught when we were growing up.
Oh, yeah. And attending this rally and doing the buying the ticket is actually going to be part of supporting that, the rest of that effort, because the donations that we make from this will be going to the Ron Paul campaign, you know, within the week. So it'll all be part of this push that we're still doing, because our primary is coming up on May 8th. And this is the beginning of the North Carolina, you know, push for Ron Paul. We're going to gather here. We'll have some of our delegates will be here at this meeting. And, you know, we're really just going to get things started.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm really excited to have you on board the show again, as well as to see you up there in Raleigh. And again, it's give us the time and the place. And of course, I've got the links up to the Rally for Ron Paul, so you can see that on the web as well. But what are the times and how do they get tickets?
All right. Well, they can go to those links, the RaleighRallyForRonPaul.com. It's at 2 o'clock in North Raleigh near Briar Creek, which is near the airport. It's right next door to the Embassy Suites, where we'll be having our after party.
That'll be fun.
So hurry on down. It's really going to be fun.
Well, I look forward to seeing everybody out there. If you're fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show, come on down and just enjoy liberty no matter who you end up voting for. We are welcoming you to an event that really cherishes and celebrates liberty. So, Sharon, thanks for all your efforts in putting this on. I'm grateful for you, and thank you for inviting me up.
Well, great. Thank you, Robert. See you tomorrow.
All right. When we come back from this break, it's time for the Healing Revolution. We're going to kick it in with Dr. Frank King. We're going to go deeper into healing than we've ever gone before to explain some things that a lot of people are not aware of. Very cool stuff happening on the Healing Revolution today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Drop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
I got to do some Ron Paul Revolution tomorrow in Raleigh, North Carolina, but right now we've got some healing revolution to do with my dear friend, Dr. Frank King from King Bio. Thanks for being with me.
Oh, Robert, man, it's great to see the great what you're doing out there in this world. I keep hearing such wonderful feedback and from people, lives being changed. You know, we're hearing it daily here at King Bio about all the great work and the results of what you've put out there. It's just you're doing a significant thing in this world, and I think the majority of the world will hear about it as this time goes on.
Well, Dr. King, it's very kind of you to say that. I'm just grateful for all the listeners out there that are picking up the phones or going to the website and saying hi to King Bio and Dr. King yourself. And in a gratitude as well for your support to make this possible. We couldn't do it without you. And certainly, the Healing Revolution is a big part of what we do here each week. And I'm so thrilled that we can do that. In fact, one of the things we could start out today, I want to talk about is some issues of blood pressure, maybe some environmental toxicity, BPA. We've covered a lot of these things. But from time to time, news stories bring us back and remind people that these are some things that they can do. And if we talk in terms of healing and homeopathy, a lot of people honestly still don't fully understand how homeopathy works and how we're encouraging the healing, and that might mean increasing certain symptoms or let's say strengthening the energy system of the body, which sometimes means you have more of what you think you want less of initially, but it's really part of the healing response.
It is, Robert. It's what are symptoms? We've been fed a big lie in this world that our job is to really suppress symptoms. But what is when we ask ourselves, and it's so logical once the light goes on here, that symptoms are simply a messenger, that our body is communicating, saying, ding, 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 something's wrong. It's like it's synonymous with the oil light coming on in your car, or you have certain gauges that are telling us something's wrong. That's what the messenger does. That's what this the symptom is. It's the messenger. And we've heard the old cliche, don't shoot the messenger.
Yes.
And, you know, and but that's what medicine does. It shoots the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to suppress symptoms. And as we do that, we're doing something. Not only are we missing the mark, but we're sending the disease deeper to become more chronic and more degenerative and more dangerous.
That is a very good point, and that's the suppression aspect of modern medicine, where we would acknowledge their good works are largely done in interventions in crises, like putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But yes, we're talking about the large number, and this was a big part of the healing revolution, is that people have given up on their birthright in healing. They've turned their bodies, their minds, their spirits over to these white lab-coated technicians who may be able to put you back together again in a crisis, but they don't address these chronic diseases because, as you said, they shoot out the warning light, the messenger, and that's the symptoms that are communicating, hey, we're doing something wrong here. We need to correct.
That's right, Robert. You know, science truly shows us at this level that our bodies are incredibly made, that if you look, we have already functioning all the opportunities and abilities within our body to overcome any problem that comes upon us in life. We have all the mechanisms within us to correct the imbalances, correct the conditions and the symptoms that we are experiencing in life. Mm-hmm. And instead of suppressing the symptom only, that superficial way out, we can really begin to build our body's functions and potentials and build that up where our body naturally overcomes the problem and we become healthier and stronger with each challenge that occurs in life. That's true healing, and that's where we're addressing the real causes behind this epidemic, this pandemic of disease that's plaguing our society. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have that. Mm-hmm. We have the ability to overcome every problem that will come upon us in this society.
Absolutely, and it starts with kind of putting your toe in there to believe. I sort of believe it. I'm not sure. You find out that yes, indeed, everything you test, it actually works, and that's where we're going here, empowering people to heal themselves. Here's a great letter from one of our listeners that was on some King Bioproducts, and they had initially a tremendous success. He says, "Hi, RSB." It's from Nikki. "I tried Dr. King's upper and lower bile products, and wow." And she wrote it all capital. Wow. "Out of nowhere, I was going." You know, you want to say, where was she going? Every day. You know what she means, right? she was getting some regular movement, which is what she wanted and what we all want to see happen. Then she has a follow-up question. She says she didn't change her diet. But she noticed that the products didn't seem to do the same thing after a while. Now, she didn't give me any time frame, so we're going to speculate. But it brings up great questions for people when they try a homeopathic medicine that just kicks butt, so to speak. No pun intended here, in a good way. And then they say, oh, it doesn't seem to do it anymore. There are a number of things that, as healers, as practitioners, we've witnessed over the years as to reasons why this may happen. And, you know, that when you don't change your diet, that's also a big, big factor. So I thought we'd throw that out there for you, Dr. King, your explanation, your perspectives, and we'll share about that.
Certainly, Robert. You know, a number of things could happen here. Nobody has the answer maybe why that happened, but we have a few ideas of what it could be. One is that the product can sometimes get antidoted by being in a very, let's say, a hot car in a southern climate where heat, too much heat over time, can be a problem. Number two, it could be antidoted by certain strong aromas. There are cases where this could happen. It doesn't necessarily happen all the time, but if you kept this within a purse where you have lots of perfumes or strong aromatics can potentially antidote a product in certain cases. An antidoting thing could be a factor. The other factor is that homeopathy, as we just were talking about, awakens the healing powers that are dormant within us. And so it could awaken this thing, and wow, it's wonderful. But if there's still another cause back behind there,
yes,
or like you mentioned, Robert, where you have a lifestyle issue, where maybe you consume maybe a lot of dairy products and you have an allergy to dairy products, then the dairy can be causing you to be, you know, to constipate.
Sure.
Or any other allergen. Gluten is a big one today. It's growing at such large numbers. But gluten that's in a lot of the grains, mm-hmm, can be a problem. And if you have a real immune sensitivity to gluten, you know, this could actually create where you go back to your maybe sluggish state there again.
Yes.
And yeah, so we want to make sure we're addressing all the causes. And that's what the body so intelligently communicates, that if you got a remedy that helps something, and wow, the body's saying, this is wonderful, mm-hmm. I love this. But we got this other problem over here. So the body may, in its own intelligence, begin to start communicating this again, saying, oh, wait a minute, now it's not working.
That, you know, Dr. King, that's a very key point. That's a very key point to understand. I want to stop for a moment, because when we use homeopathy, it doesn't force a stop or force a go. It works with that innate intelligence of the body. It's working with your body to heal. So if there's something that we're missing, let's say our symptoms are in the bowel, and you have an immediate response that's wonderful, you know the remedies are appropriate, but then something else comes along and it seems to go backwards again. And if you haven't changed certain diet or lifestyle, maybe you're even on a good diet or have a good lifestyle, but it's not appropriate for you. There's something that's missing. All of these things will come back, just like your body will say, well, okay, what about this? And unless we know how to read the signals, then we might miss them. For instance, just as a case in point, why you and I have talked so extensively about liver detoxification, lymph detoxification, connective tissue issues, that sometimes we could say, well, if we get a great response here and there's something sluggish, then let's go back into a deeper level and then watch what happens when you go back on that remedy as well. So that's the kind of the practitioner level we want to let everybody in on, because we all have to be ultimately our best practitioners, because there's not enough of us to go around.
That's right, Robert. You know, the body is, if there's some other missing pieces of the puzzle, you said it earlier, like the Humpty Dumpty story, we're putting the pieces back together again. That's what homeopathy so beautifully does. And so if there's other pieces, the body will come back in with its messenger, in this case, the constipation, and it'll say, wait, okay, that's wonderful. We got those pieces put together again. But as we know, to get from your car to your kitchen, you don't do that in one step or two steps. You know, it's going to take going out of the garage, into the house, up the steps, whatever, into the kitchen. And here's where we want the body saying, I want to take you the whole way. We want to get totally well. So it's communicating, hey, there's still something else here. Maybe go and look at our constipation formula. Maybe go look and see, well, maybe there is some allergies going on, or, you know, food sensitivities. You know, or maybe something totally, like you mentioned, the detox products, and, mm-hmm. and get your detoxification mechanisms working better again. Then it could be even as something as simple as, wow, I'm really bad for drinking water. Mm-hmm. I don't drink very much water each day. And so maybe it's just as simple as getting more, you know, a higher level of water to our body, so we're not dehydrated, that could be causing this problem. So we always have to look, Robert, at the whole person and begin to put those pieces back together again. And this, what's beautiful about the messenger in our body called symptoms, is it, you can listen to it and you can trust it, and you can, it'll guide you down what we call the yellow brick road to health. Yeah. Into something that is, will lead you to the missing pieces mm-hmm. in your health. So you're becoming more whole, more complete. You're going to be able to live longer and healthier. That's the beauty of true healing.
And that's, you know, that's the point of what I wanted to help, share this insight, and I knew you would be able to do that. A deeper level of understanding, because as we open ourselves up to the healing revolution and all of these new tools, and there's an extraordinary amount of them that we can do through King Bio, there's always another layer that opens up. And this is a process of communication and listening and learning. And so that's where we're going with this. And Nikki, I appreciate your writing to us about that. And I'd love to hear from you by phone as well. Leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And of course, to get directly to King Bio during the week, Eastern Time U.S., it's 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, and kingbio.com. All of those links are up in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. Plus, you'll see a banner you can click on, get right to Dr. King. Listen, we got to take a break here. I want to come back. Wanted to talk about some blood pressure issues and other things related to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. A little bit of a reminder about toxic plastics and what we can do about it. And who knows what else we do on the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King right here.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's the new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution continues. Dr. King, blood pressure issues. You and I have talked about this a lot. Another story just came out through medical news today. Talked about blood pressure and its relationship to pain relievers. Those things that have become basically candy for the American people. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Yeah. It makes my blood boil.
Yeah. So if we're looking at the relationship to kidney damage, blood pressure issues, we've got to assess and address the myriad of things that are going wrong and how to correct them homeopathically, kidney, blood pressure, et cetera.
Yeah, it's really a special subject for me. I've been blessed with low blood pressure. Gosh, I'm going to be 59 this summer, and so I'm, you know, thinking, my, I still have, you know, 115 over, you know, 60 something, you know, so it's like thankful for, you know, good blood pressures and healthy blood pressures that are flexible, and yeah, but, you know, and there's so many people, you know, you see so many reasons, but blood pressure is plaguing our society. it's hard to age healthfully without having blood pressure issues. So our vascular integrity, keeping our lifestyle balanced with exercise and the right foods, overcoming certain genetic predispositions. But we got to think, why is blood pressure affecting a far majority of humanity? The answers are obviously in helping the genetic predispositions to it. We see it, transgenerationally manifesting. Grandfather had it, father had it, I'm going to get it. And, we don't have to succumb to those things. The beauty, Robert, with homeopathy is that it actually addresses these transgenerational issues, mm-hmm. the genetic predispositions that we have to acquiring, certain problems. We don't have to bow down to that. We don't have to succumb to these issues just because mother had them. And so here's something that is really wonderful about homeopathy. It works very deep within our genetic makeup. Actually, Dr. Hahnemann, the first, the father of homeopathy, the one who discovered this beautiful law of similars and how we can actually correct the causes behind health problems, and awaken the healing powers that are resident within us. That, it can also correct, Robert, these genetic predispositions that we've acquired, that we've inherited, as deep even as 1,000 years within our family chain, within our family tree. So he was the first geneticist. He discovered this, and he called them miasms. And we work with this and constitutional remedies that are in our formulas to help really address and correct these problems at this genetic level and help people overcome them.
But what do you do when you have a Hahnemaniac? You know the homeopaths I'm speaking of that will say, oh, no, you need to consult with an official doctor, and you can only do one at a time. And we run across this all the time. We're all about empowering people to heal. But there are those in the homeopathic community that have, part of this schism of you can only do it this way or there's no way else. And, of course, you and I have talked about this as well, but your perspective on this, have you had to address it much lately, or is that something that's kind of faded away?
Yes, Robert. My name's Frank, and I was once a Hahnemaniac, and you can all say hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
The issue here is, that was taught in some of the earlier methods of homeopathy back in the 1700s and 1800s. This comes out of this thinking, and, we challenge, I thought that way as well. I was trained as a classical homeopath. And at my early stages, and as we challenge things and put things to the test, mm-hmm. and see the truly bottom line results, we found new contemporary approaches to homeopathy that made homeopathy work better than it traditionally did. It helped us be able to help more people than it traditionally could. And, we are able to get much greater percentage of results as well as actual cures using multiple potencies of ingredients and multiple ingredients of those multiple potencies. And as we began to use this, we find that things in nature come out in combinations. They work mm-hmm. together. There's synergies. And we started to find these synergies in homeopathy and found that certain ingredients worked actually better together. What a concept. And so we moved from this isolating approach of a single remedy into a more holistic approach of finding how things actually work synergistically together. In that, we began to make some changes and advancements in homeopathy so that the benefits of homeopathy, Robert, can actually go to, for everybody. Mm-hmm. We can all. We don't have to depend on a doctor that has committed his life to trying to find this single remedy for people. It doesn't work that well. It works. All homeopathy works. But we're able to help homeopathy work better for everybody so that everyone can experience its wonderful healing benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the point, too, that we would like to, as we put out an olive branch to those that we called Hanamaniacs, come on, lighten up. We're fun. We're silly, all right? But the reality is, we really don't care whether you get well with one remedy or 100. That's not our consideration. It's that you get well. It's that you learn to utilize these things and how it frees you up to help yourself and others. We just happen to have a method that many people, millions perhaps, can tap into without having to be trained for 20 years and still scratch your heads going, gee, I'm not sure what to do next. That's not an empowering place to be. What we do here is empower you. That's what the Healing Revolution is about.
That's right, Robert. You know, results rule, and that's really what counts. And it's how many people we can help in our lives that really counts. And because the world needs a lot of help, there's a lot of unresolved problems out there. Mm-hmm. Now we can begin to significantly create this healing revolution and empower the people to begin to take greater control and authority in their health again. Wow, what a wonderful opportunity. When it comes to blood pressure, what we have is many beautiful opportunities. First, it's not rocket science. We named it. It's called artery cholesterol and BP for blood pressure. That's a wonderful product that works overall. Product number one to consider when dealing with high blood pressure. But because, Robert, homeopathy, it does address the true underlying causes behind a health problem. You know, there's other pieces we need to be thinking about as well if you don't get your 100% correction with that first artery cholesterol and BP.
Yes, and that's why we started talking about that woman's letter, in that there's always another layer or, let's say, aspect that we might not see, that it might not be as obvious with certain symptoms. You think your problem is here. As we know, with many of these chronically layered ailments, there are a lot of things that you wouldn't see, obviously, unless you were a healthcare provider. So we want to give you these tips to kind of go, all right, if it's this, we could look here as well. So carry on.
Yes. Well, here's the journey we can go, and everyone has unique factors behind this. How about you're just easily stressed or have some anxiety or nervousness issues? You might want to consider our stress control formula or our anxiety and nervousness formula. Or how about maybe anger issues could be a problem? You could have, you know, where anger that's expressed physically, or you can have anger that's expressed verbally, where you just verbally beat people up. These are specific remedies that can address those. There's this an anger, you know, that is physical remedy, and there's an anger that is verbal remedy.
Well,
where they become self-abusive and they internalize their anger and create this manifestation. And they're, you know, beating themselves up on the inside. There's an anger remedy for that. So, you want to look at what is going on inside me and begin your self-explorations and take some of our appraisal tests that we have out there, and you can begin a wonderful journey into healing and self-realizations of what's going on inside of me. What's manifesting here? What's good? What's not so good? And I want you to become a little more aware of this. And we grow in our consciousness. We grow in our personal growth. And that's all part of healing the whole person, isn't it, Robert?
Absolutely. In fact, yesterday's show, we covered this with Stephen, who was from Shintrition yesterday. It was really a cool interview about this very thing, taking the healing out beyond even just nutrition into the energetic levels, recognizing emotional factors, mental factors, even spiritual factors. And that, again, is what the healing revolution. We keep coming back to that, but it's revolutionary to begin to integrate all of these systems and all of these parts of ourselves back into that one level of wholeness. And then what happens is extraordinary. We align with our mission or passion or reason for being, etc. And just to add one more to the blood pressure thing before I want to move into the detoxing the BPA real quick to remind everybody. Remember, there's the white lab coat kind of blood pressure. That is when your doctor approaches with a blood pressure cuff. That alone can make the blood pressure go up. So when Dr. King mentioned the anxiety or the stress control, the 911 remedy, those are also excellent because a lot of the blood pressure spikes can happen just when they're taking your blood pressure, and it's not really a blood pressure issue. So we don't want you to be put on unnecessary medication because of that.
Well said, Robert, again. And you know, something that's really missed a lot in this whole blood pressure thing is the kidneys. This is our filtration mechanism, and when it's not working properly, this can create a backup, creates a secondary blood pressure problem. So most people, I find, by the time they reach 40, have some sort of kidney dysfunction. So we recommend the blood kidney detox as a great remedy to consider, not only just for cleaning your blood, but also cleaning up your functions of your kidneys. With all the soft drinks and the toxins that's exposed in today's world, that is very vital to look at for anybody over 40 years of age.
Excellent. Well, and to wrap up, we're just about out of time, Dr. King, but I want to remind people about the plastifiers, the environmental toxins, the BPA, because there's another story we won't be able to get into in depth, but dealing with reproductive capacities. And it's because of the BPA and the endocrine disruptors. Which are the remedies we should be honing in on for that?
Good one. You know, BPA is something you find it in plastics big time. Now, people will say, wait a minute, your bottles are in plastic. And I'm thinking, yes, but, you know, one thing we do, you know, that's a PET bottle, which we found is BPA-free, phthalate-free. It doesn't have these leaching factors involved with it. So we make sure, you know, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here on plastics. There's still, this is a much more easier approach to the environment, and we can recycle the number one. You see the number one in the triangle on the recycle symbol? Yes. That's the kind of plastic you want to be using, and that's the kind of plastic they can recycle. Because you can't recycle to a lesser number, it you know that number, that one when they recycle it might become a three, but it can't, a three can't go up to a one. So the recycling plastic is really the number one in that triangle, and you'll see all the way up to 5, 6, 7, 8. These are plastics that you can't really get even though you throw them in the recycle bin. They don't get recycled.
Not so, so well, anyway.
That's where your BPAs and other toxins will show up in the higher numbers.
So which remedy specifically? I want to remind everybody right now, if they're dealing with BPA, and most people unfortunately are, that we want to remove it, that we could cycle through a homeopathic detox, which one would you recommend?
You know, the BPA can be a number of remedies. I wish it was that simple. But I look at the outdoor air pollution, the indoor air pollution. The other one is cosmetic and household chemicals. Between those, you can usually find you can eliminate these BPAs, especially if you're a guy out there, Robert, and you're starting to notice man boobs. Guess what BPA does?
Yep.
It is estrogenic. It actually creates excess of estrogens, not only in women, but we're finding it growing at epidemic proportions. Men are getting too many estrogens because of the toxins in our environment.
Well, that's why I wanted to close in on that, and that's outdoor air pollution, indoor air pollution, cosmetic chemicals. These things can be detoxed with homeopathy. As we wrap up the healing revolution, Dr. King, so grateful that we could let loose on a number of topics today, fascinating healing, behind-the-scenes kind of topics. I appreciate that very much.
I appreciate you, Robert. You're wonderful.
Well, let's continue to rock the health world. We got another hour coming up. We're going to hear from Liam Sheff in New York City. We're going to have to clean up after that one because that's a polluted city. But we'll get the word out there. Remember, King Bio available through the week, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, kingbio.com. All the links are up, and they are always up there. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just hours ago, the British medical journal BMJ accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
Our aim will be to give the government back to the American people in a renewed focus on our Constitution.
We sent that guy to Washington, D.C. to uphold the Constitution, and he's not even on the floor of the House when they're reading it. What gives?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I was just finishing up with Dr. King on the break there before I had to let him go. And he reminded me also about the menopause formula. Not just for women. In fact, he was telling me it was funny. A lot of men are taking it because of all of the estrogen dominance that's happening. It's crazy because of all the BPA, etc. So menopause formula, of course, great, as well as the male strengthener. I know the men will feel better about the male strengthener, but the reality is if you are a woman, you also have to produce adequate amounts of testosterone. So there's no harm in taking the male strengthener if you're a woman either. So a couple of more remedies to consider. Of course, someone who doesn't need the male strengthener is Ron Paul, because he's got cojones, this guy, as he's been standing up to the establishment and the status quo for decades now. And that's why we support him here, among many reasons, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it's why I'll be in Raleigh for the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul tomorrow. I hope to see you after the show. I got to head up really quickly. Anyway, he was also on Leno. Did you catch him on the Jay Leno show, the Tonight Show, the other night? And it was funny because they were asking him about, you know, should he get out? You know how they always say, should he get out? Ron Paul, should you get out of this thing? And then I think they asked him if Gingrich should get out. Let's hear Jay Leno talking to Ron Paul.
Should Newt Gingrich get out of the race? Does it look like he can't?
Well, I'm not telling him what to do, but I think the other three should just get out of the race.
You think the other three?
Yeah, save yourself some embarrassment. Just get out of the race. Turn it over. Ron Paul's going to change things up for good. Because let's face it, the economy is in shambles. Yeah, I know, even though people are buying and selling and trading things, the reality is hyperinflation is around the corner. And I don't say that to be a scaremonger or fearmonger. It's just based on history. You can't do what the Federal Reserve is doing and expect to have no consequences or repercussions. That's an infantile perspective on the economic world. And I know a lot of people in the Keynesian thought form are a bunch of little babies, and they don't want to see what's happening here. So please prepare accordingly. So it goes on from there. I think another question about the economy, perhaps gas prices. And Ron Paul, always witty with the comeback on gas prices.
Gingrich says he can get gas for $2.50 a gallon. Is he drilling on the moon? Where's this coming from?
He's on the moon.
Yeah.
I can do it for a dime.
Yeah.
Because if you take an old silver dime, they're worth about $4 now.
That was one of the greatest things in one of the debates, where he actually held that up because gas prices came up, and he held up that thin dime. He had a silver dime. It used to be, have you ever even seen a real dime that has, you know, the 90% silver in it? They call it now junk silver, if you get any. But that is worth about four, he said $4, but it's a term that doesn't really have meaning, and Ron Paul knows that. But of course, to relate this to the Tonight Show crowd, you couldn't say, it's worth about four Federal Reserve notes. They'd be like, what, huh? What is that? And of course, the reality is the loss of the value of the money is due to the inflation of the currency. And so that thin dime, $4, will buy you a gallon of gas in most places, as it has for a long time. Because it isn't the gas, let's say, that's costing more. It's the money that's becoming worth less. And that's the disaster. That's the impending disaster, that if the Republicrats and Demicans, because there's no difference between those two parties, come on, get your head out of the pill bottle. You think if Romney gets in, and I'm no fan of Obama, you know that, but if he gets in, it's going to be any different? That he's going to change economic policy? That he's going to change foreign policy? No, they're supporting. Look at the donor list of Obama and Romney. There's almost no difference. Does that tell you anything at all? As long as you're not on multiple meds approved by the FDA, you can see this reality. It's a harsh reality, I know.
because we'd like to be convinced, and they're going to desperately try to say, a lot of people in the Republican Party, anybody but Obama, even if it's Romney, even if it's Gingrich, even if it's Santorum, but not Ron Paul. We would rather have Obama in than Ron Paul because he might actually do something different. And people are so frightened of different that they're convinced simply by sound bites because they're being programmed by the old media, those that own you and control you. No, not my audience, because you're awake and aware and conscious. But so much of the rest of this country, completely asleep, still unconscious to the realities, going, well, oh, I guess we'll pull the lever for Romney. Oh, if Santorum's there, okay, we'll pull the lever because it's not Obama. Dude, it doesn't make a difference. I know some people are going to be ticked off at me for saying that, but I'm telling you, look at the donors. Goldman Sachs, number one on both lists. You don't even need to go farther than that, but you can, and you'll find the same support system. They're playing you for a fool. Again, not playing my audience for fools, because you already know this. And if you don't, call me up. Tell me, hey, I didn't know that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, also yesterday, Ron Paul was on Neil Cavuto's show. He does the Economist show, and was talking about these plans. Paul Ryan evidently has a plan that might balance the budget in 30 years, but people are crying about Paul Ryan's plan, Republican, because it's too harsh. So Cavuto asked him about that.
Paul, I think he's very sincere, and his budget is obviously better than Obama's, but he said that he's being brave to cut these sacrosanct social programs, but he adds money to the militarism overseas, to the warmongering going on. They won't touch that. And in my program, matter of fact, I address that first. I want to get home so that you don't have to attack child health care or Medicare, even though those programs are bankrupt. You have to deal with them. But even in my first year of cutting $1 trillion, I don't touch that stuff.
Come back. Dime gas. Remember that. He actually understands the economy and what's going on. And he's got a way to salvage the economy without going after the liberal progressive side's, let's say, sacrosanct programs, welfare programs. And he does this by attacking the militarism, the foreign adventuring, the nation building, the warmongering, which you think they'd be all over, but Obama's like, well, no, we really can't pull out that fast. And then the progressive liars, I'm going to say it this way, continue to say, well, Obama's actually done what he promised he would do. Okay, delusional people, you. Again, you know I'm not talking about you. I don't think I'm talking about you. If I am, call me. Say, hey, you were talking about me. I'm upset. You got the number. You can do it. So it continues on here with Cavuto. This is very interesting because now, you know, Neil's going, come on, man, you can't do this. No one will be supporting you. I mean, they're crying about Ryan's bill. How are you going to do it? So let's hear a little bit more from Neil Cavuto and Ron Paul.
Look at the wrath that Paul Ryan is getting for a plan that compared to yours is mild. And yeah, let's say you become president.
I think I would have a lot less wrath because
really?
The progressives would like it. I'm not going after the benefits, the Medicare. I'm not doing that initially. That comes, you know, on the way out. But I would cut the money that they're screaming about is this overseas militarism. So the progressives, you know, would support me on this. And if you're a reasonable conservative, you would support me too, because you would know that deficits are bad and you don't get more defense just by spending more money in the military.
And as they defend, the liberal progressive side of this defends Obama's executive order to basically say, we own and control every aspect of transportation, of energy, of food production. And they're saying, oh, that's not a big deal. No worries there. Then why do they need the power to do it? Oh, we have to have continuity of government. Screw continuity of government. What about continuity of freedom? What about continuity of the essential element and engine of American ingenuity? And that was liberty. The ability to go out there and make the best for yourself and others that would benefit by your innovations, your free enterprise. And I'm not talking about capitalism. I'm not talking about phony capitalism or crony capitalism. I'm talking about true freedom. That is what is, there's so much fear about freedom. Because they don't understand that it wasn't freedom that screwed everything up. It was government intervention. Oh, but what about the railroads, those mega barons that, you know, listen, they were benefiting by monopoly, by largesse, by being able to purchase government because government already had too much power all the way back then. You want to restore liberty? Reduce the power of government. Stop feeding the beast. Stop feeding the cancer. You won't get well by feeding the cancer. That is the message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen, we got to clean up New York City, I think. That's what I'm hearing from Liam. He's telling me off the air. Dude, I can't breathe up here. I want to get to the bottom of this. We'll see if we can get Liam Sheff up on the program. Rumor has it, if he's not available, we might have to talk to who? The Victor, the insult comic dog, is coming back? Oh, good Lord. Wish us luck here on this Healing Revolution Friday. A little bit more to do. Actually, a lot more to do before we wrap it up and have a great weekend up in Raleigh for the Rally for Ron Paul. Remember, it is the Give Me Liberty Money Bomb today, so give abundantly if you can. Appreciate your support for freedom and Ron Paul. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
It's a long way to the top.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sometimes we got to take a detour on the Healing Revolution Friday. This detour takes us back up to New York City. We're trying to track down superhero sidekick Liam Sheff. We cannot get him. I hear that he's out for a walk, but just to hold his place until he gets back in from his walk, Lord knows what he's doing. Hello? Are you there? Victor. Victor, the insult comic.
Oh, yes, Robert. Hey.
Victor's in New York. Well, you usually hang out there, don't you, by the fire hydrants?
Hey, that's a rumor. Rumor.
Just a rumor. All right, Victor, so until we get Liam back on here, can you give us the status of what's going on up there in New York City? Because there's a lot of interesting news emanating.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Yes?
Oh, yes. It's the air. No, I haven't taken up smoking. Let me tell you. The window was open last night. I thought the cigar shop opened in the bathroom. This city is so polluted. Let me tell you something, Robert. Hey, is your friend Yoda around?
Yoda might come out if I need the Jedi protection. We'll just see about that, yeah, Victor. But what are you were going out for some fresh air, just opened a window and you couldn't breathe? What happened?
No, listen to me. I wasn't going anywhere. I opened window in apartment. It's like there's cigar shop open in kitchen suddenly. The air here is green. There are no trees. Listen, I'm trying to mark my territory. I'm in New City. I'm looking for a place. No one has ever marked their. No one has ever made poo-poo or pee-pee. I have to climb Williamsburg Bridge, jump into ocean, and swim to the bottom. There's no place in whole city not covered with peep.
Oh, no. This is not sounding very appetizing. I know that we're scheduled to go to New York in June for the Alive Foundation, which is going to be terrific. And we had Liam on with Josh and Anna Scurry. You think they can clean things up between now and then?
I don't know. I buy air ionizer to clean air. It bursts into flames.
You might be insulting some New Yorkers now who really like their city.
They don't care. They can't hear anything. There's so much garbage on the street. It's in their ears. I walked through China. Oh, listen, I ran through Chinatown. You know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Don't let them catch you in Chinatown. Mask. Definitely don't let them catch you in Chinatown, Victor. In fact,
No. Fortunately, the rats are coming first. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat the egg rolls. Oh, no.
Chinatown. I avoid Chinatown. So I think, Yoda had something to say
Yoda,
about Chinatown.
Hello. Get rid of Robert. Let's talk, Yoda. Come on. You and me talk.
I'm not letting Yoda in just that easily. He only comes up for special occasions, Victor. You're not that special, are you?
The water here has so much chlorine and fluoride. I brought a dog up, you know what I'm saying, to have a little fun that I met.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, go take a shower. The chloroform knocked her out.
Oh, no.
It saved me from doing a lot of work. Thanks, New York City.
Well, I hear that oftentimes dogs will take a shower in the water up there and they'll be bleach blonde.
It's true. But only the redheads. I mean, yes, from brunette you turn red and then blonde. Yes, a lot of bleach in the water. Also, you can use it to make people stupid. It's called fluoride.
Yes, Victor.
Just in my country. They put it in the gulag.
We're talking with Victor the Insult Comic Dog while we're awaiting Liam's return from his walk. Usually, I think he should be out walking Victor, but that didn't happen today.
No.
Victor, when you are out there avoiding all the places that you know are dangerous for you, I just want to remind you, because Mayor Bloomberg issued another edict, do not feed the homeless people. Victor, dogs cannot feed the homeless. Humans are not even allowed to feed the homeless in that city.
Listen, I wouldn't lick one of these people's feet. There's so much pollution around. I mean, usually homeless are good for a snack. They always leave the crumbs. They don't eat neatly. But, you know, here in New York, you know, I saw a place, $1 hot dog. I think, hey, still a deal. It was still wiggling. It had whiskers.
Oh, no. Oh, my. Well, so the
ask me for directions. I said, I'm not from here.
Ugh. So now the homeless people are not allowed to feed you. You're not allowed to feed the homeless people. How do you get a bite around there?
Exactly. I haven't had a bite for days, I said to local transvestite prostitute. So she bit me.
Well, that's probably you deserved it, Victor.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I'm not using. Oh, I have to go.
All right. Good, Victor. You have a good. You go for your walk.
Mike.
Yes.
Robert.
You Liam, you there?
Yeah.
We barely survived Victor. I hadn't had him on in a while. That was interesting. But
take it easy, Victor.
Send him out for a walk. Listen, Liam, of course, we got to be.
It's been really hard on him.
I did remind him, though, that he can't feed the homeless people. And that goes for you, too. I don't want to hear Blomberg coming down on Liam Sheff, my superhero sidekick, for feeding people that need food.
Bloomberg coming down on Liam Sheff. That's over in Chelsea. But
that's a horrific idea.
What?
That's a horrific thought.
Yeah, they're just trying to kill everybody in this city. Did Victor talk about the air?
Yes, he mentioned that just merely opening the window, it felt like, he said it smelled like a cigar shop. Was there just people smoking?
Yeah, we're both like drugged this morning. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, but you're on the 11th floor. I wouldn't expect that cigarette smoke would rise up that high. I guess it does.
It's just got to be somebody in the building, but it's just this city's a mess. You walk out and you try to breathe, and suddenly you're in that low oxygen. You feel like you're in a science fiction movie that they burnt all the air on the spaceship, and you're gasping for oxygen. The trees aren't open yet, so you're just. I don't know. I'm gonna buy. I mean, really, this is toxic shock. New York is toxic shock. I bought. What is it called? Verdant Greens, Amazing Greens. Do you know this company?
I don't.
Amazing Greens. I like them. They're all right. You also got some stuff from a trade show. They only sell direct. It was like Living Greens, but I got Amazing Greens, and you buy them from the vitamin company, and they give you a discount if you buy regularly. Mm-hmm. And I think I ordered more than I needed so many. I've eaten like 5 daily doses in an hour.
Well, yesterday I had on Steven Rogers from Shentrition. Remember, we were both Nutrafine. It got us through the Health Freedom Expo.
I love their food.
Yeah, so.
No, I really do. What's their product called? Just Shentrition?
Yeah, Shentrition. We had the links up yesterday. But, oh my gosh, Steven was great. He told the story on the air. Remember when we all had dinner together? And he told how he'd gone through the prison system and how he, I mean, it's an amazing. The people that have been through the most have lived the life. He has such clear vision. It was astonishing, really. No, I'm so glad we got to do that.
That was because we had a kind of a long. It was at the end of the thing and near the end of the expo, or near the end of the Saturday or something, maybe even Sunday. And so everybody's, you're tired, you're in a good mood, and we have a normal dinner. And then I said, "So, tell me about you."
Yeah.
And he takes a breath and he goes, "Am I going to tell this story? Am I not going to tell this story?" And he looked around and he thought, "What the hell? I'm among friends." And it was this amazing, shocking, intuitive story. So, I mean, deep story, and it tells about his intuition now and who he is. And their product was so good, and I enjoyed meeting them so much. I think I ate half a canister of probably a month's supply.
You did. You were downing it like there was no tomorrow, and there almost was no tomorrow for the product. But I got some too, and it sustained me a little bit as well. And I'm just grateful that we were able to bring him up. And I love the way he could weave all of these aspects of energetic healing, the different bodies, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual stuff all together. And anybody can tap into it. So very appreciative of Steven coming on board here.
Yeah, me too. And I'm going to be in touch with Steven because he's working on a book and I might give him a hand. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless plug. We're not getting paid for it, but maybe in the future there's a company called Harmless Harvest.
Uh-huh.
And I've talked about something called like Blue Shirt Cafe where they're $11 drinks.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's right.
$11 juices. $11. And I thought, they make a good product, but dear Lord. So the thing that these juice companies are now doing is a high-pressure outer bottle pasteurization. So what they do is they put the raw juice in the container and they hit it with a high pressure at once. And I guess it really stuns or cracks the wall of little bacteria. So it's pasteurization without heating.
Okay. And that's at Harmless Harvest?
Yeah, so Harmless Harvest. But their thing was like it was on sale, two for $4. And I got to tell you, that's a good price. And it was 100% raw, organic coconut water. And you knew that when you poured it, it would even, if you left it out, it would discolor a little. No preservatives, but it was still good. And it was delicious. And it was Harmless Harvest. And it's harmlesscoconut.com, harmlessharvest.com. Anyway, I'd like them to become a friend of the show because what they're doing is they're showing, and I talked to the girl who was working for their company, they're showing that you can actually make a product from inception to the end without stealing from the people that you're getting the food from.
Yes.
And without stealing from the people who are buying the food from you. In other words, they're not mm-hmm. profit-driven, they're mission-driven.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad to hear that. And all places to discover them up there in New York City. Hey, by the way, with all the toxins you're being exposed to up there, Liam, I want you to get some selenium. I understand that you did, but the big controversy, and I covered this yesterday.
I got it from a great company called
Procter & Gamble. Chapter? Procter & Gamble owns them now. New Chapter.
What?
Yeah. Procter & Gamble.
Hold on a second. No. I bought it from New Chapter. New Chapter.
Yeah. New Chapter is now Procter & Gamble.
What?
Yeah. So this is a case of more sellouts. Those that were in it for the money more than for the
intention. What are you talking about?
No, you got to read it. You have been unplugged up there, my friend.
I'm writing. They're one of the best food source vitamin companies.
They were. They were, but there's questions about the integrity now, certainly. And I have, of course, we support Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com because he carries the whole food form variety from Megafood, a.k.a. also known as the innate response formulas that we utilize here in the Bell family, as well as for many that will like to, you know, get the chromium in them, the selenium, the right form of it. So there are still viable options of companies that haven't sold out, but I did want you to know that if you have gotten it, I'm not saying throw it away because it might still be okay, but coming down the pike here, P&G is going to throw some, who knows what else is going to be thrown in there in the future.
Excuse me,
I need to eat some lunch while we're here. You don't mind.
What happened?
I just got to have some lunch. I'm hungry.
Oh, go ahead and eat. Nobody cares. Nobody likes to hear you eat.
After the show, I'm heading to Raleigh. I've got to get ready because I'm heading to Raleigh, North Carolina for the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul I'm speaking at tomorrow. But I'm so sore because I worked out with a professional boxer and no one else showed up. It was just me and him in a full hour. There was nowhere to hide. I couldn't go. I'm going to slack off while he's not looking. That didn't happen.
I'd make fun of you, but that's hard. That's really hard.
Yeah. I know. And then I had to bike against the wind. I'm not complaining, actually. That's why I do it. I love it. But, wow. You know? So, anyway,
no,
I got to eat
here. I'd
make
fun of you and say, oh, you poor guy. But if you've ever done boxing, you know, the longest 3 minutes you'll spend in your life is 3 minutes just standing up and punching and punching and punching and punching and dodging and weaving and such. It's just hard. And then you watch guys do it for 5-8 rounds. You go,
it's not like what Victor was doing on the road trying to find a place to leave his mark.
No, don't start him. He's fine over there in the corner. No, you're fine. He didn't say your name.
So. I'm trying to find a place to poop.
Yeah, well, don't let him do it in the apartment. Smells bad enough there, it's what you said.
It's a mess. Yeah. It's a mess. This whole city is a mess.
Listen.
I don't understand how those girls in Sex and the City could tell it. Oh, never mind.
I think they were putting little camphor.
How do you smell anything but the stink of the streets? Now, if you go to the pretty, see, there's way uptown, and then there's the lower part. The part in the middle around the park, right? The Central Park.
Right.
That's where the wealthy people live. So they clean that up pretty well. And they've even cleaned up, in a sense, 42nd Street, in the sense of taking out all the fun stuff, like the violence and prostitution. So that's all gone. Mm-hmm. And now they have the Disney store right there, which makes it seem like the crazy place that it is. They are building new towers, as far as I can tell.
Oh,
speaking of that.
Yes, stand by. I want to take a break. When we come back with Liam Sheff, I'm eating my lunch. Bear with me. He's going to talk through this. More info coming out in 9/11, also the post what happened 9/11. I want Liam to get to that. So stay with me. Healing Revolution Friday.
Power to Chew is yours.
The Power to Chew is yours, absolutely. We're having a good lunch today on the show. And stand by. Coming right back, robertscottbell.com.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution. They got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I guess all that talk about Victor needing to go out and utilize whatever facilities in New York City got Liam. He's going to be back in a moment. But before he gets back, we got somebody on the line, I think, from Procter & Gamble, because we brought up the issue of the purchase of New Chapter Vitamins. Hello, sir. Are you there? Procter & Gamble?
Hey, Procter & Gamble. Good afternoon.
Yes. Just checking in on this acquisition of New Chapter Vitamins. Do you know any information about that?
We are plum, vettily, doodly, fantastically excited about it.
And why exactly are you so excited about the acquisition of a food-grown supplement company? It's not something that you would normally do.
We are going to enjoy it as much as we can. We got the hippies now.
You got the hippies now? What do you mean you got the hippies?
No. I went off script there. We have a whole new demographic to talk to about the wonderful world of Procter & Gamble.
But what's so wonderful about it? You poison the planet. You're affiliated with Monsanto. There are people on your board that serve both places.
You know us well. We're excited to bring our message of chemical exuberance to the world. And the hippies have been avoiding us for a long time. They've received information from shows like yours that were not to be trusted, but the good news is we're in.
Chemical exuberance. That's certainly not something we exhibit here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, now, that's all about change. People are going to buy a new chapter and they're going to think it's good, but it ain't. Oh, I went off script. It's going to be great.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your honesty, even
all
if
right.
It slips out. I guess that's it. Is Liam back? Liam's, I see him there. Thank you for being part of the show really quickly. I apologize for that sudden call there. Liam, are you back in studio? Liam? Hello?
Hello?
Liam, thank you. Next time you have to run off to the bathroom. Well, we got the PNG guy on, but I don't think I wanted to hold on to him for your sake, because one of the things that I just heard about this thing called chemical exuberance.
You got a Procter & Gamble guy?
Yeah, we do real quick. It was real quick. But chemical exuberance, I'd never heard that. But I that doesn't make sense, Monsanto.
Why didn't you wait for me?
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask
him some questions. Like, how do they why do they need this company? I don't understand. New Chapter was a privately owned label for a long time. They went out of their way to get organic things. And I know you like, what do you like? Megafood. You know what? You've just converted me to Megafood. I can't buy New Chapter Vitamins anymore.
Well, that's what I said. Megafood's going to have to hold on for dear life. I hope they can produce enough, because that's a lot of people are going to be switching over.
Well, I'm going to switch over. Well, they don't have anything to worry about, because New Chapter, well, who knows? What do you want? Want me to be positive? Maybe New Chapter can hold on to its whatever and the, their good fields.
Well, I'm not holding my breath.
You know that even organic, when you see organic in the store, you know that as soon as there's a union that has to qualify things as organic. Like 80% of it isn't what it used to be when people just said, no, it's trust us, our farm's over here organic.
Right. Well, that's why I'm encouraging more organic. Get to know your farmer, go to the farmer's markets, find out how some of these guys and gals are producing it, because there's a lot of beyond organic agriculture going on that's not certified that is clean or cleaner. So I don't want to limit people to thinking about certification only. There's a lot of good stuff going on behind the scenes, but now you have to get out of your comfort zone and actually meet and talk with people at like a farmer's market.
You know, if it says USDA organic, I think, boy, that's a fashion label. I don't even know what that means. Do you know, I was talking to somebody at the Expo West, and they sold these fruit rolls. And I said, do you have organic? And they said, well, yeah, but we do produce organic for one company. And the farmer was there, and he said, but you know, we spray that stuff. I said, you do? He said, yeah, of course. I mean, you're mass producing food. I'm sorry. Robert's licking his bowl.
I'm hungry. Come on.
He's eating, and he was actually licking the bowl.
What do you do? You don't want to. It's after I talked to Victor, it was sort of like a natural thing to do.
No, you're in good form.
I'm an animal.
I talked to the farmer, and he said, no, what do you spray? I said, well, we spray, you know, you spray different, you know, so-called natural chemicals, but you're still spraying stuff. What do you spray? Well, we spray a lot of fish oil. You spray fish oil on the fruit? Yep. He's like, you don't know what we do. He wasn't saying that. He's just saying, you know, people think organic means that the thing just grows in the field. It doesn't. You're spraying all kinds of relatively noxious stuff that you might not want to eat, but you're still eating it because you're not supposed to have the fruit infested with bugs.
Right.
So it's an imperfect situation. Do you go with the petrochemical stuff? Do you go with the fish guts all over your fruit? I wanted to have this guy on to tell us, like, what does organic mean?
Well, that would be interesting to do. I wish they were using the delimonene, if we will, from Orange TKO, because, of course, we know it knocks down pests, natural deterrent as well, but not toxic to eat.
Ugh, I got to get some of that stuff. I got to call them.
Yeah, well, for sure. Listen, there's the New York thing I want to get back to, because we kind of teased that coming in about 9/11, and we actually have some audio clips of General Wesley Clark that's going to be very enlightening. I want you to set this up, though.
All right, Wesley Clark, he ran for president in, what, 04, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, 04. And I was sort of interested in that campaign for a little while. And then people didn't get behind him, right? So what happens is 9/11 happens, and he goes in and he talks to Rumsfeld. And he says, hey, what's happening? Are you still invading Iraq? Yeah, we're invading Iraq. Have you ever been able to tie it to anything? Anyway, no, it doesn't matter. And Rumsfeld says, essentially, we don't need anybody's permission. But he says, nobody can stop us. I'm going to float. I'm going to form a floating coalition. Don't even know what that means. He goes back. He says 6 months later. He said, this was the 10 days after 9/11. Like it's yeah, we're going into Iraq. We don't need any reasons. This is Rumsfeld, and Wesley Clark is telling a story, and he's a 4 or 5 star general. So you call him a liar if you want, but he's risking death actually by telling you this story. So then he says 6 months later, he sees Rumsfeld again, and he goes, so we're still going into Iraq? Yeah, but more than that. We are going to be knocking off a number of countries. We're going to be going into a number of countries, all the old Soviet satellite countries. We're going to be going into those.
There you go, Liam, making stuff up again. That can't be true.
He's saying Rumsfeld said we're going to replace the governments of all these countries. Then he flashes back to 1991, first Iraq war. He says he's a 1-star general. He goes to the Pentagon to meet Colin Powell. He says Colin Powell gives him 5 minutes of time. He's sitting around the Pentagon. He's bored. He had met Paul Wolfowitz, who was a neocon. He was in Bush's cabinet, the Project for New American Century. He had met him before, and Wolfowitz said, oh, yeah, if you're ever in Washington, come look me up. And Clark says, well, they always say that, but I was there. And I said, okay, I'll look up Wolfowitz. And he goes and he talks to him, and that's what we have now. And that's your cue to roll.
And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? Are we still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, he pulled up a piece of paper off his desk. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office. It says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in 7 countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. I said, seven countries in 5 years. I said, is that a classified memo? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. He was about to show it to me. He said, because I want to talk about it. And I sat on this information for a long time, for about 6 or 8 months. I was so stunned by this, I couldn't begin to talk about it. And I couldn't believe it would really be true, but that's actually what happened. These people took control of the policy in the United States. And I realized then, it came back to me, a 1991 meeting I had with Paul Wolfowitz. You know, in 2001 he was Deputy Secretary of Defense, but in 1991 he was the Under Secretary of Defense for Policy. It's the number three position in the Pentagon. And I had gone to see him when I was a one-star general. I was commanding the National Training Center. I had met him one time. He said, if you ever get to Washington, come look me up. They always say that. Well, I was there in Washington. It was a Friday afternoon. I'd visited Colin Powell. He'd given me 5 minutes of his precious time and sent me on my way, and I was bored in the Pentagon, and I thought, I'll just go, who can I see? I think I'll see Wolfowitz. So I called, and up there, he was available. Scooter Libby came to the door. I met Scooter for the first time, and he brought me in, and I said to Paul, I said, and this is 1991, I said, Mr. Secretary, you must be pretty happy with the performance of the troops in Desert Storm. And he said, well, yeah, he said, but not really, he said, because the truth is we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, and we didn't. And this was just after the Shia uprising in March of 91, which we had provoked, and then we kept our troops on the sidelines and didn't intervene. And he said, but one thing we did learn, he said, we learned that we can use our military in the region, in the Middle East, and the Soviets won't stop us.
Incredible.
And one more second, let it roll for two more.
He said, and we've got about 5 or 10 years to clean up those old Soviet client regimes, Syria, Iran, Iraq, before the next great superpower comes on to challenge us.
Whoa.
1991.
They planned all of this.
Wolfowitz, Syria, Libya, Lebanon,
Iran,
Iraq. Sound familiar? So,
wow.
When people say 9/11 was an inside job, they mean it was an inside job.
Well,
how
would Liam? How would we be willing as a people? You know, yes, we love war, as we've seen over the years. Not that we do here on the show, but as a general rule, they say, yeah, we can whip up the winds of war. Unless there was a 9/11 event, there wouldn't be the support for the public to do all of that which they were planning back in 91. And Ron Paul even mentioned some of this stuff in the 90s and 99. He said, look what they're setting the stage to do.
Yeah. So in the 90s, late 90s, Wolfowitz, Paul Wolfowitz, Zionist, you know, it's different than being Jewish or even Israeli. It's a mindset that says that we own this part of the world and it's ours and nobody can do anything about that. Paul Wolfowitz, Jeb Bush, George Bush, Jr., Senior, whatever, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Jim Baker, James Baker, not Jim Baker, James Baker from the Reagan administration. Hallelujah!
Yes.
They're all in this group called the Project for a New American Century, or PNAC. And I remember a friend showing me this, and it goes, you know, we really have to get over there into the Middle East. This is our destiny as a nation. This is how we will remain a great, or the great nation, after the fall of the Soviet Union. We're going to need, though, to convince the American people of this, and we're going to need a new Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
He said it's unlikely that outside of a new Pearl Harbor type event, we're going to convince Jane and Joe American to throw everything into our pot, hitch their wagons to our star, and trust us to, you know, do a new crusade into the Middle East. But here's Wesley Clark in 2007. I heard it today. Somebody, a Facebook friend posted it. Thank you. Mm. 2007, he's saying, since 91, these guys have been at this. I didn't know this in 91. I didn't even, did you?
No, heck no. I mean, we were still caught up in the, you know, we're not sure what this is all about, but Saddam Hussein bad, U.S. is good, let's go get him. And then they stopped short of deposing him on the 44th day. There was some really weird stuff going on back then, as it always has been. But
yeah, I didn't believe in that war at all. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was I was a kid, but I thought it was a strange.
We still were learning about the fact that Saddam Hussein was a CIA asset at that point. Suddenly, did he go rogue? I mean, he was rogue before. So if we acknowledge what was said in PNAC, etc. This is just stunning of all stunning, so to speak, when you got Wesley Clark out there saying it. And what
when Wesley Clark says they told me in 91 what they'd be doing for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still have arguments on the Fox News channel about how how wonderfully democratic it is to democratize and wonderful it is to bring people democracy. That's not what they were intending to do.
No, democracy was never the issue. In fact, one of the more profound things I just heard from Wesley Clark is said, we have got to do this within the next X number of years before the next superpower rises. In other words, we needed to have our own client state. So they knew the U.S. was not going to have the sole superpower status. Why did they know that? I think this is where Ron Paul comes in with economic understanding, but they knew they had to go full out or else it would be over.
Did they see China coming up at that point? I'm sure they did. I bet they had concerns about India. India's a too much an ally of the United States in some ways in the same sort of corruption. I mean, the Indian government makes slaves of its people. It allows them to have forced on them the genetically modified nightmare and so on and so on and so on. So, I heard this bit and I'm writing my book. It'll be done in a couple of months and then more projects to come after that. It's not the only thing. But I'm doing the 9/11 chapter and this is the coda. You know, because you do the whole 9/11 thing. You go, look, the building's exploded. Look, PTEC, the Saudi company infiltrating the entire U.S. defense grid.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Colleen Rowley and so on and so forth. Sybil Edmonds and the crazy story of guys with stripper girlfriends who couldn't fly planes or some such thing doing aeronautic stunts. Meanwhile, you have the Mossad van across the river and you have Global Hawk, which is a technology that allows planes to be flown as drones, even large planes to be flown and landed and to travel country to country. So you've got this sort of thing right behind the scenes that nobody wants to look at. But then you have this. This is a key piece of information. In 91, Wolfowitz said to Wesley Clark, we got to take these countries out. So they're being honest about it. Let's be honest back and say, yeah, we heard you.
Mm-hmm.
We heard you. I don't agree with you, but I heard you. I heard you say it.
Well, and there's nothing, let's be bluntly honest here as well, there's nothing that Obama has done to curtail that, and there's nothing that Romney would do to curtail it either. They feed into the same system.
Oh, yeah, the Bill Hicks joke, right? They take the new president, they bring him into a room, they turn down the lights, they have a reel-to-reel thing, they show a movie. It's not the Zapruder film of JFK, it's another film, it's a better angle. And you see in the film who's doing the shooting. They end the film with the president's head getting blown off, they bring up the lights, they look at the new president, they say, any questions?
Any questions? Nope. Salute and carry on. Listen, Liam, we're about out of time. I know you've got to walk Victor, so I don't want to have an accident in the apartment.
No, he walked. I got to go do some errands. So I got to go work now. So
okay, you go do it, and we'll get back to you.
You call that working? Come on, he sits in the library typing. What kind of a kid?
Victor, leave him alone. Come on, Liam does good work. Leave him alone.
Give me the microphone.
You guys got to check out the latest edition of the Briar Patch if you haven't seen it. It came out earlier in the week.
Adika.
Oh,
Victor. I'm slave here in the house.
Leave him alone.
You go away.
Have create a great weekend. Clean up the air. Do what you can. Take a lot of selenium, and we'll be back with you next week.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell. I almost haven't seen you for so long. I forgot how to say your name.
Liam Skeef. Thank you for being here. The healing revolution continues.
Power to the people.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those
watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The answer to every problem is liberty, it's freedom, it's openness, it's transparency of government. But hey, forget it. Anybody call this week, Don? Do we have any phone calls this week?
You know, Robert, I don't think anybody likes me anymore.
Nobody wants to talk to Super Don.
Nobody wants to talk to... Well, I mean, okay, granted, when you call, you don't actually get to talk to me, but yeah, it's been pretty quiet this week.
Crickets.
I think you've answered everybody's question. Nobody has any more questions for you.
Dude, I'm just going to have to start holding out on people. I'm not giving any more information away until I hear a phone call.
We're just going to play 2 hours of music every day until somebody calls. We have a phone number. Come on, give us a call. I know there's got to be some questions out there people have.
We did get an interesting suggestion. Somebody wanted us to like cut up parts of the show and put them up on video YouTubes or something, or small audio clips. And I'd love to do that, but we don't have enough time in the day, nor money, nor resources yet, and staff time to put stuff like that together. But it was a great idea.
Well, and you know what? We like ideas. We really do. And you know what? I am going to file that idea away and figure out if there's a way that we can incorporate that at some time or some point, because I think it's a fantastic idea. But, you know, we've got the phone number and we love to hear your ideas. We really do. And if you have any ideas about things that you would like us to talk about, things that you would like us to cover, things we can do with the show, things that you like, things that you don't like. What's your favorite color? I mean, it doesn't, you know.
Okay. We'll don't need to know your favorite color.
Is that too much?
But yes, WR said, I love your show, but 2 hours a day is more than I can fit in. Come on, people. What's wrong with you? You don't have 2 hours a day to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are we doing here?
2 hours. 2 hours isn't enough.
It's nothing.
Us.
We got more we could be doing. But no, I understand. Believe me, I understand. And people love to listen, and we love that you love to listen. But sometimes people say, I want to hone in on that subject. Okay, maybe there's a way we can do it. But we're thankful as we're growing your support. If you know any other companies that sponsor or want to sponsor, that will help us to expand. Just like you've seen Natural News grow, we're not needing or wanting to become a huge monster conglomerate. But certainly, we'd love to be able to do a lot more with what we're delivering to you to make sure this information gets out farther and farther and farther. So thank you for your suggestions. By the way, the phone number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, if you'd like to be part of the email alert updates through Natural News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com, where most of you listen live. If you don't, you're downloading it, but there is also a place to put your email address there. We blast out those emails every day, Monday through Friday. In addition, of course, you can stay up with the blog at robertscottbell.com for the additional Sunday show that we do through GCN, so you'll never have to miss a moment. You never know what exciting guest or what kind of crazy rant I will be on. So that's the kind of fun stuff we do. Hey, it's the weekend. It's almost the weekend. We're almost here.
It is. We've made it.
Another week. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm really excited to meet everybody up there in Raleigh, all the people that love Liberty. Even if you're just checking Ron Paul out, you're not sure yet, you're welcome to come to the Raleigh Rally. And, of course, tickets are they're selling out fast, so please go there as well. I want to say thank you for all of you, those of you who have participated as well today in the special fundraising Money Bomb, Give Me Liberty Money Bomb. I've got links to that as well. We are loving the support. Like I said, this is the long haul. They have a long view on the other side of the equation to destroy freedom, to enslave you. That is not what we're about here. And so that's why we talk about these issues much farther afield than just physiological health and healing. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up next week, of course, following up. And remember, the Nullify Now event in Philadelphia will be next Saturday, the 31st of March. Will be Tom Woods, Sheriff Richard Mack. I mean, there's going to be awesome, awesome stuff going on next week up in Philly. We're still looking for the organic Philly cheesesteak. I know Liam laughs at me and says, that's not possible. But I don't like when people tell me something's not possible. I always got to find
a way. Never say never.
Yeah, never say never indeed. That's what we do here. We say always, everything's possible. Healing your birthright. Why, Don? Why Super Don is healing your birthright? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.